What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. Baby, don't hurt me.
Ladies, gentlemen, this is the final Bros Tonight. I'm Alex Toy.
I'm Alan Moss.
Alan, when you're ready.
And you know what? Gosh darn it, I am. I am so ready because you know what it is?
It's time for the Fuck Palace.
It's time for the Fuck Palace.
Now,
the horniest time of the year.
This is the...
Twice a year.
It happens twice a year.
Three times a year, actually, now that we have BIP, because they have fantasy suites in BIP.
BIP does have fantasy suites.
So there's times a year, it's the horniest time of the year.
I was thinking about that the other day, and we're just going to talk about BIP for a second now, I guess. BIP doesn't have hometowns.
No.
So now it's... So literally, like, people disappear for 3 weeks and then come back to their parents. I'm engaged!
Yes! That's so bonkers, dude!
Yeah.
Like, hey!
Guess what?
What? Are you fucking kidding me? Oh my god. If I was a parent or my parents and I just like, hey, mom and dad, guess what? It's your boy's getting married. What?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a huge deal.
Speaking of BIP and engagements and stuff, Wells is engaged now.
Good for him. Wells and Sarah Hyland.
Wells and Sarah Hyland. Wells, everyone's favorite BIP bartender, BIP tender.
Love is real.
Love is real.
We can finally find love. Now that Wells is taking...
Now we
can find love.
Like, look.
We were waiting on him.
The world was devastated when Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande broke up.
I was shattered.
But I remembered when that happened, because everyone was like, love isn't real. I remembered, yes, it is. Wells and Sarah Hyland.
Yeah, duh, idiots.
Dodoy.
Come on, guys. Come on, everyone.
Yeah.
On Twitter.
Everyone on Twitter. Get your shit together.
Jesus.
So yeah, three fuck palaces, horniest time of the year.
No, four fuck palaces. Four.
Well, no, I was three times a year.
Three
times a year we get the fuck palace, which...
Three times a year, it happens every year.
The fuck palace is what we call the fantasy suites.
It's Christian name.
Fuck palace is the Christian name. Let's be honest here. As I say, holding my tiny Bible,
which is an oddly apt thing to say for how this season and how this episode goes.
Yeah, we've been talking about Christian names for so long on this show, and really this season, it really came into play.
Yeah, damn right it did.
Yeah,
so basically, what you're saying is the Bachelor producers have been listening to our podcast exclusively.
The Bachelor has justified the longest running joke on this show.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
First
thank
person,
us.
Yeah, thank us. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, America.
I'm Alan Moss. You're welcome, America.
And remember, the first person to have a Christian name was Becca the Destroyer.
Becca the Destroyer of Worlds.
Yeah, the Destroyer of Worlds. The Ageless Monstrosity.
The Ageless Monstrosity.
who has been here before all of us and will be here long after us and has borne a child as well.
Beautiful child, by the way.
Sure.
She's very cute.
Sure.
I follow her on the Instagram.
I don't anymore. I kind of got tired of her.
She's fine.
I don't want to talk about her.
That's okay. We don't have to.
Not
any more than we just had.
Not any more. Yeah, we talked about her enough, and then we talked about her a whole bunch when we did Ari's season, all those
That's
eons
true. She's
ago.
Done.
Yeah.
You're old news.
Old news.
Who cares?
No one gives a shit about you.
You're not going to be on Bachelor in Paradise. No one cares.
No one cares about you anymore, Becca.
You dummy.
Go back to your pot farm.
Yeah, go back to your pot farm, you hippie.
Yeah. Go. Yeah.
All right, so should we talk about this dumb show?
Yeah, let's do it. So, you know, much like hometowns, the part of the season where Hannah goes to the hometowns.
It's the fuck palace, the time of the year where Hannah goes to the fuck palace.
To the fuck palace. Because you don't always fuck in the fuck palace.
You don't.
Yeah, and,
but we know
and
for
we're
sure.
We're about to talk about
we,
some of this
we
shit.
We know for sure that some smushing goes on this time around.
Yeah.
It's confirmed.
Oh, yeah. There
we
is
don't know
some...
with who yet.
Well, I mean, we do.
And
like,
no, we do.
We do.
But you don't. Well, you probably do.
Yeah.
But you don't.
This is a recap podcast. This isn't breaking news.
Yeah, it's fair.
So let's talk about... So we are in Greece now. We have left wherever we were.
We're in the most impoverished place in the world. So of course we're in Greece.
Yeah, we're in Greece now.
Also, by the way, Greece looks gorgeous.
Yeah.
I want to go to Greece. Let's go to Greece.
Let's go to Greece.
It looked like we'd have so much fun.
Bros before Rose in Greece.
Dude, all they do is sit
Final there. Bros tonight in Greece.
What? Yeah, what was that garbage podcast?
Garbage podcast, Bros before Rose. Get the fuck out of here with that shit.
But I won't lie, I feel like being able to sit around Greece in like a beautiful picturesque place and just drink ouzo and like enjoy ourselves and dance would be awesome.
Yeah.
And eat.
Sorry, you said picturesque, and I immediately started thinking...
Dangerous. I knew it.
Dangerous 3. Dangerous 2.
Looks like I'm
gonna have to jump! Everyone understands these references.
That's what they come to this podcast for.
Everyone understands our references.
Oh, hell yeah. They come here for our multitude of references.
Yeah.
We're full of pop culture.
Yep.
All right, let's talk about this dumb, dumb show.
All right, so, starting off, number one, Fuck Palace, Peter!
Peter!
Peter is the boy who flies the planes.
Plane boy.
Yeah, he's a Captain plane boy. Peter. He's,
No, but he's not a plane boy, but he's a plane
boy. No, he's a plane boy.
Not a plane not boy.
There's plane boys and then there's plane
boys. There's plane boys and then there's plane boys.
Like, do you want your cream cheese to have scallions in it, or do you want plain cream cheese? Like,
I would love some plain cream cheese though.
Yeah, no, I'm not a fan of scallion.
Not gonna lie, I would love some
now,
plain
cream cheese.
Now, Lox cream
cheese. Oh,
that's taking it to a whole nother level.
I feel like we're avoiding talking about this show.
No, but I think we're just so happy to be with each other. It's been a while, and this is good for us.
It is. We took last week off, obviously. That's why no one's heard from us in a little while. But We've been tweeting.
I've been enjoying the Twitter.
Yeah, we've got some good tweets.
Like we're pretty good at tweeting.
Yeah.
Tweeting.
So let's talk about what they do. What's the daytime portion of this date?
Boat date!
It's a boat date. Which, you know what? Seems like kind of rehashing Tyler's hometown date.
Yeah.
Like, I was thinking the whole time.
It's just like, wow, but we just saw a boat. Do I need to see another one?
Do I need to see another boat? Is this going to end with a ska band? No.
I mean, to be fair, it's definitely like one of the things you do going on a date in Greece, because it's just like... Because
there's a lot of water.
Because there's a lot of water.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it. But also, like, do something else.
Go snorkeling.
Bungee jump naked. I'm not saying, you know what I mean. I'm just saying like that was like cool and different.
Yeah. Do something that isn't just like, okay, let's be real though. These dates aren't, they don't
stink.
Need.
Stink?
No, it's not they don't stink. They're not trying to be impressive.
They're just
trying to get you in the mood.
Trying to get you horny.
Yeah, I was trying to avoid saying that.
No. I'm saying, we have the explicit tag for a reason. We used to say horny. We could still say horny. It's trying to get you in the mood to hit it.
Yeah.
Maybe quit it. Depends. There's four guys.
There's four guys.
We're quitting it on one of them. Yeah. At least one of them.
Well, I mean, this is, we're going to be quitting on
at least two of them.
Oh, yeah. We're losing some
she
boys.
Might, she might hit it and quit it.
Yeah. We're going to lose some boys. Anything of note?
Yeah. There was a couple things of note.
Tell me all about them.
It's a boat date, so generally, like, when you're in a beautiful place on a boat date, you have to... It's mandatory by the coalition of bachelorette producers that you do a Titanic joke. Well, I'm the king of the world, and I'm the queen! Yawn.
Yeah, it's been done. I've seen it.
Also, Titanic stinks. Yeah, hot take. Also, they make out a lot on the boat, and there's a phenomenal...
Well, because they're trying to get you in the mood.
No, and that's fine. I'm not saying that's a problem. I mean, literally, though, like, it was pure. It was almost porn. Like, they're dry humping like crazy.
Yeah.
And the best part is that you don't think about it, but there's a captain on this boat, and maybe a crew of a person or two. And they're just there, and they have
and
to...
And a camera crew,
and
too.
And a camera crew. They have to just watch these people almost have sex for a while.
They're not alone.
They're not alone at all. And then there's one part where, like, Hannah has mounted him and is laying on top of him. And there's just a guy just hoisting the mainsail. He's just like... Clearly just like, fuck it, why the fuck do I have to be here? Like,
They don't pay me enough for this shit.
Hoisted in a mainsail.
He's standing there trying to angle his crotch so no one can see his erection, let's be honest.
But like, maybe. It's no, it's almost.
I'm sorry. Look. I'm not saying anything about anyone. I'm just saying, look, if
an attractive man and an attractive woman are getting frisky, it's pheromones, you know, are flying through the air. You might pop a chub. You might pop a chub. It's okay. We're not judging you.
Yeah, no judgment. It happens. No,
it happens. It's natural. Don't worry about it. That's okay.
Yeah.
Peter is just like toying with the idea of saying I love you, but he's just like, oh, I'm so crazy about you. And we're all like, just fucking say it.
Yeah, say the thing, Peter.
Say it. You have to. You're contractually obligated.
Well, he's not.
No, but he is, apparently. That, I'm saying that's like the way it is. No, but like, it's this
at this point,
it's this
if you haven't
rule.
Said it yet.
No, but it's this unwritten rule of The Bachelor. You better fucking say I love you, you piece of shit.
Yeah, especially if you're going to be bumping uglies tonight. Yeah, I'm not saying you have to, like... I'm just saying, in the narrative of The Bachelorette, in the lore, in the history books that is The Bachelorette,
right, I'm
picturing a leather-bound tome with a rose on the front of it.
Yeah.
And it definitely glows red. And as you open it up, like, it's not a choir of angels. Like, you know how you open it up and you're like, oh! You don't get that. When you open it up, you just hear Chris Harrison saying, coming up!
Coming up, your erection.
It's not just the erection.
I know. Coming up, you.
You're going to a very bonerific place right now. That's not what I'm trying to do.
I know. It's the fuck palace, though.
It's the fuck palace. It's a horny episode.
So I think this is just a moment.
Let's get weird about it, man.
I think there is one thing we just need to mention about Peter real quick, a little controversy.
Oh, yeah.
So it came out, I think, was it right before this episode or right after?
It was right before this episode. I remember going to the bar and we were talking about, and I said, hey, Peter might be garbage, and the other people we watched the show with hadn't found out yet. So I had to break the news.
You were a newsbreaker.
I had to break the news.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at you, Mr. In the Know.
Yeah, look at me.
Reality Alex.
Spending too much time on the internet. What up? You know.
So, Peter may be a garbage boy. I don't care as much about this. Honestly, I really don't feel like...
No, look.
But,
so,
go ahead.
Let's just get it out there. Peter may have had a girlfriend just before going on the show that he broke up with to be on the show.
I think to start the process of the show.
Yeah.
I don't think it was like right before. It wasn't like Jed who was like, I'm on the show tomorrow. We're done. Sorry.
Yeah.
It was like before the process is kind of starting, broke up with her and like, yeah.
Which, like, but as I recall, it wasn't, like, a long-term relationship. Like, it was not, like...
like 6 months?
Yeah, it wasn't like they had been together for years and years, right. And then Peter decides, Hannah Brown!
Yeah, I don't... it's nothing to me.
Yeah, no.
It sounds shitty, and okay, fine, but whatever. But we felt like it needed to just be said, so it's out there.
Yeah.
So they go to the night date, basically, after, you know, humping on the boat. And then it's time to now have Chris Harrison give you the permission to maybe have sex.
Yeah, so now's the part where they're sitting, they're eating dinner, and then a card appears saying something along the lines of...
He does say the L word, though.
Oh, he does?
He does officially say he loves Hannah.
Okay.
At the 19th. That's the most important thing.
Fantastic. They do say the thing... they get the card, and it's like, I hope you're enjoying your time in Greece, blah, de blah, de blah.
Yeah.
If you so choose, you can forego your individual rooms and spend the night together as a couple in the fantasy suite.
Oh, he doesn't say that.
Signed, Christopher Brian Harrison. And of course
he adds his middle name.
I know we bring this up every time the Fuck Palace happens, but I just love so much
he gives you the permission.
That Chris Harrison gives you permission to have sex. It's like...
It's like I've sat down to have a sex talk with Chris Harrison. Colton did that.
Colton did that one. And then he got sent home.
But it was still incredible.
You just, like, you're not allowed to fuck until Chris Harrison says it's
okay. No. Yeah, he's like, whoa.
Like,
I'm Chris Harrison.
And to be honest, really, I think that's just a law that the world should abide by.
I want to add him on, like, the next date I have, and, like, this date is going really well. Do I have your permission to add it to the fantasy suite?
I'm really into this girl. Can we please forego our individual rooms and spend the night as a couple in the fantasy suite?
And then she goes, so are we going back to your place? And I'm like,
sorry, we have to
Chris
wait.
Chris hasn't replied.
We have to wait.
Oh, shit. That's so good. I think that might actually be the thing he responds to from us.
Okay.
That's so good. I still think... Okay, I just want to give a quick shout-out to Chris Harrison.
Shout-outs to Chris Harrison.
Because of, like, this... He has still made one of the funniest jokes of all time.
We're gonna talk about the fantasy country again?
Yes, I just think the fantasy country was one of the best jokes ever made by anyone ever, and I just wanted to give him a quick shout-out again, because it was great. All right.
But you're not going to explain the fantasy country, you're just going to...
Well,
what are you, a berry picker? Come on.
No, you're right. So, remember
see,
when...
See, and that's a reference only you and I get.
That's true. Are you a berry picker? Getting lost? Come on. So, as everyone remembers, one time... Was it last season? It had to have been last season.
Yeah, no, it was during...
Becca's season,
yeah.
During Becca's season... The president was had interrupted the show.
Overlord Donald Jedediah Trump.
oh shit! You've just connected our universes.
Oh! interrupted.
I knew he was garbage.
He interrupted our program several times. To you know, hang out with Kim Jong Un,
and then as this is going on, everyone's freaking out because we didn't know what was happening.
Yeah,
and then
Chris Harrison
tweets,
kept us all under control.
He was like, "It's coming back, don't worry." And then he tweeted, "If this all goes well, they'll forego their separate countries and stay the night in the fantasy country." And it was the funniest tweet I've ever seen.
It's the funniest tweet that's ever been tweeted. No one will ever top it.
No one will ever top it. He won Twitter for the rest of his life.
Yeah, the rest of time. Twitter is over, really. Chris Harrison.
Yeah, why do we even make a Twitter anymore?
Yeah.
Fuck that shit.
So they forego their individual rooms and spend the night as a couple in a windmill!
Windmill! So you know what that means.
Remember that when they were like, next time on The Bachelorette, and Hannah was like, I fucked in a windmill?
I fucked in a windmill.
Twice.
Twice. Oh, by the way, Peter... Good for you.
Now we know it was well, Peter.
Way to go.
In the windmill.
Yeah, he was probably doing the windmill.
That's not an image that I want in my head. And frankly, I'm going to apologize to our audience for putting that image in their heads.
Got some. Good for him.
Twice.
He got that nut!
And you know, there was also... Look. Let's be honest. I was looking at that windmill. I was thinking, yeah, I'd fuck in there.
I'd fuck in there too.
I'd fuck in there. There is one major problem.
The minute
problem,
it popped up, I'm like, ooh, Peter got some. That's
there's,
right.
Wait, there's a problem though. Those windows didn't have like screens.
Oh, there'd be bugs.
There'd be so many bugs.
It's fine.
I don't want a mosquito bite on my dongle.
No one does.
No one does.
No one does. But hey, everyone. This is the final.
That's
Bros
another
tonight.
Image that I'm sorry I just
no,
put
this,
in everyone's head.
No, this is the final Bros tonight. Bringing you a PSA: don't get mosquito bites in your dongles. It's not good. Don't let it happen.
I'm picturing like a The More You Know star going across the screen right now.
We're here for you.
Don't get mosquito bites on your dongle.
Don't get mosquito bites in your dongle. Or your dangle. Or your bojangle. The more you know. You're all welcome.
You're welcome, Batch Nation.
You're welcome, Batch Nation. This is what we do for you.
Yep.
Okay. So they're in the windmill. And throwback, your little throwback joke. And they find another condom.
Oh.
there's a doing it chest. Literally, there's like a chest. And they open it. There's like some food in there. And then like condoms. And they're like, hey, we know you might fuck.
He's also like, hey, remember the time you found a condom in Peter's
car?
Yeah,
and it was like, and he was like, yo, I swear to God. Like,
that wasn't me. Oh, God,
not me.
No.
They did that. They did that shit.
So then we get the quick little morning after scene where, like, you know they banged because Hannah's wearing a shirt that's, like, you know, 10 sizes too big for her. How dare you say that? She does a thing where she refers to Peter as Zeus, and she says something about Aphrodite, and then she does like a little like weird dance thingy.
Yeah, that was weird.
I don't know. I don't care. It was cute. Whatever.
They were Aphro doing it.
I'm just gonna let you sit on that one for a sec.
And Peter does the mic drop.
Because I do want to just confirm something real quick. I'm pretty up to date on my Greek mythology. I just want to point out, I'm pretty sure Aphrodite is Zeus's daughter.
Oh, gross! I think, all, wait, aren't they all like his daughter, sons and daughters?
I'm just confirming this on the internet right now, because I do pride myself in being someone who knows a lot about mythology, and I don't want to say something incorrect.
I like that you're checking yourself.
I'm just checking my sources. I'm just making sure.
Do you want to make more sex jokes?
Huh? Yeah, make more sex jokes for a second, okay?
Guess what Peter and Hannah did? It. They banged. It was hilarious.
I'm going to let you keep going for a sec.
Really? Oh, sweet. That's what she said. Because I did it twice.
Yeah, Aphrodite is Zeus's daughter. Yeah, gross. I was right.
Now it's gross, Hannah.
Yeah.
Come on, Hannah. First you don't have the Boston Tea Party, and then you don't know ancient Greek mythology. Come on.
Yeah, come on.
Come on.
All right, moving right along. It's Tyler time.
Chillest dude of all time.
Chill dude.
Chill man.
Chill man. This dude
chillaxin.
Is taking off his headphones and turning off that real big fish, because you know Tyler.
You know
like
he
Scott.
Skanks.
Tyler skanks. I'm gonna tweet at him.
Yo, you skank?
Tyler, you skank?
Tyler, you skank?
You know he does. He's from Florida.
Absolutely. Scott, capital of the world.
Yeah.
We confirmed this last week.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago.
So.
Tyler's there. He's ready for his girl. He wants to see his girl.
Yeah, I'm ready to, Hannah. Yeah, it's been a while. It's going to be really good to see her again.
Here's the thing. I feel a little bad for him.
Tell me why.
Because if she's coming straight from Peter.
This boy's, yeah.
She's
already satisfied.
She's tired.
You don't think there's a couple days in between, maybe? Like.
I would fucking hope so.
I hope there is. Because
I think if there isn't, that's fucking gross.
Yeah.
That is fucking gross.
Yeah, give her a few days.
Like, give her a few days to, like, also to, like, be the best for that person.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, she needs to be able to give each of them her best and treat them all the same. There better be at least one fucking day between.
Yeah.
It's like, you'd be like, I just woke up. Guess what I did yesterday?
Oh, shit.
Peter.
We have the same headphones.
Oh, shit. Mine are going to be in my...
Okay.
Oh, fuck.
I
don't know.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, we'll have to figure this out later. We're not doing this now. But we... Son of a bitch.
Damn it.
Tyler's ready to come chill. And he's ready to see his girl. And it's that time.
Yeah.
So what do they go do?
It's a spa day.
Spa day.
Look, ooh boy. Yo, it's time to get horny.
This is some smut.
This is
almost sex.
You remember Colton's date with Hannah G?
Yeah, apparently they just like to fucking in
spas. This was worse.
Now. This was, oh my god.
This was worse.
Yo. Tyler's a horny boy. He's a horn dog.
I mean, like, how could you not be, though?
No, right? Like, look at him. He's beautiful.
Yeah.
That man is ready to, I mean, he's definitely has some pent up, like,
yeah.
He's ready to go. Like, he's been looking forward to the fantasy suite.
Yeah.
You know, he needs to bust a nut.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Like, that's crass, and
well,
I'm sorry.
Like, all right, can we get weird? Can we get weird for a second?
Yeah.
This is a man who has been living with a lot of other men for a long time. And
he
you
probably
know,
hasn't, you
and
know.
You know you're not going to be able to take care of yourself. Like, if there's a lot of other dudes there. And like,
definitely not.
And then,
he just had hometowns.
And now he's like staying, like, but now he's like staying by himself, but he's thinking, shit, I might have sex. I don't want to rub one out now.
Right. Like, no. He probably would have rubbed one out last week.
Yeah, during hometowns.
During hometowns. Definitely did it, like, in his twin bed.
I feel weird talking about this. When was the last time the Bachelorette contestants masturbated? We have a deep expose on this. Nope. I hate myself and everything about me.
I don't. I loved it. I'm loving where we're at right now. This is a great energy. I'm so happy.
Great.
Go to the spa date, and let me tell you, like we said. So like they get there, and there are these two cute women, and they're like, oh, we're going to do spa stuff with you. And they start, you know, giving them a rub down with some oil and stuff. So already.
And then Tyler's like, all right, you guys can leave.
All right, ladies, get out of here. And then he starts just rubbing the back of her legs and then just like mounts her.
Yep.
Like a dog in heat. And I'm not trying to compare them to animals, but I'm saying that's literally what he does. Just mounts her. And then it's just like, if there weren't cameras here, man. He's almost inside of her. Try for real. There was just a bathing suit.
Like, I swear to God, one of these days... They were half naked. One of these days, we should record an episode, like, with video so people can see half of, like, the facial expressions that we make.
Oh, because, no, yeah, we're emotive people. You know what I'm saying? Like, they need to see,
we're very animated.
Yeah, like, oh, yeah. Like, when we're popular enough to start doing live shows... Oh, man.
Oh, people are going to love it. Us. People are going to love it.
It's going to be so great when we're selling out the Bell House.
Oh, yeah. We should bring back Ribs and Reels.
Dude, I fucking can't wait to bring back Ribs and Reels.
Sorry, let's not talk about our other projects.
That isn't garbage. That one was beautiful.
That one was great.
A beautiful darling, an angel.
A lovely show about brotherhood and cooking and movies.
And ribs.
And, well, cooking.
I know, but just ribs.
Ribs are good. Ugh. Okay. So... Now that they've touched each other a whole bunch.
Yeah, a lot. What time is it?
Well, it's time for dinner.
Damn right. And what is Tyler sporting?
He's wearing that salmon jacket.
Hell yeah. You know what? Like, okay, this is a fashions alert. He's worn it a few too many times, but he looks so good in it.
It's kind of his trademark at this point.
He looks so good in it, I'm okay with it.
Tyler rocks the salmon.
Like, he really does. It's almost like a lucky jacket at this point.
Yeah. Like, I'm trying to think of like a Rock the Casbah joke, but...
Rock the salmon tie.
We'll get there.
That's bad.
We'll get there.
I'm sorry for that bad joke.
We'll get there. Not today.
No.
But Hannah has been... a little concerned during this date. Just talking about how it's very obvious to them, to her, rather.
That they're ready to smush.
That they have so much physical chemistry right now that, like, sex is not, like...
Like, we'll have fun. She knows
that. It's not, like she said, it's not necessary for her to have sex with him now to, like, know about their relationship.
Right.
Which is, like... Almost sweet and almost very worrying, you know?
I'd say very worrying.
Yeah.
Because, look, if I was Hannah and I was an attractive woman...
You are an attractive woman.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
But if I was in her shoes and I had a chance to just get mines with these, with at least three attractive men during this week...
Yeah.
I would take it. And if I was going to get with one of them, it would be Tyler.
Yeah.
He's gorgeous.
Peter's a good-looking boy, too.
Look, I'm not disparaging the looks of all of them. But only one of them has turned into an Instagram model.
That's fair.
And he's a gorgeous man.
He's the greatest dancer of all time.
He's such a good dancer. And you know what they say when you're a good dancer?
You're good at the horizontal mambo.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if that's what you're
going
for.
That's mambo number 69.
That was the sound of me leaving after I made that joke. I didn't actually leave. I just opened the door and closed it for dramatic effect. How dare you take the name of Lou Bega in vain?
Oh, fuck. That's so funny.
After all we've talked about him on the show, Scatman and Hatman.
Scatman and Hatman.
Mambo number 5, and you say Mambo number 60. Now, how dare you, sir?
You said the horizontal mambo.
That's a sex thing. It's a euphemism for sex. It's a very common one.
69, nice, is just a creator. That's the name of this episode, Mambo number 69.
Look, it's going to be. And I hate myself that I'm allowed for this. As the producer of this podcast, I hate that I'm allowing this.
You're so proud of it. You're a little upset you didn't think of it first. Don't lie to me. Come on. You're a little, like maybe 10% mad that you didn't think of that joke first.
5%.
Fine. I love you so much.
Furious right now.
Okay.
Furious.
So they're at the night date. And as you said before, Hannah it doesn't necessarily need for the night to be about something sexual for her to know that.
Yeah.
That she needs to really see who Tyler is.
Like.
And get to know him on a much more deeper personal
level. We've talked about this in past episodes. Like, sex isn't something that is guaranteed in a fantasy suite. And it's not that, like, you know, like. It doesn't happen as much as they
and
may.
No contestant should ever go in thinking that, oh, I'm definitely going to have sex. Like, just go in and just be the best person you can be and hope. And, like, if that happens, yeah. Awesome.
And sometimes, like, you know, like, a garbage man gets elected president, you're just not feeling horny.
You're just not feeling horny. You don't want to bang Nick Vile.
Yeah.
It's okay. Rachel Lindsay.
You're talking about Rachel.
Yeah. Hey, she's happy now.
No, she's very happy.
She's got Brian Abasuolo.
So, well, yeah, all right.
I'm so swollen.
I can't believe, I wish we were recording this podcast back when that season was on, because we would have made a lot of good riffs on it.
We're in a really great joke.
Yeah, that was a really good joke.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was good. So they still spend the night together. Did they bang? Probably not.
Actually, it's confirmed they did not bang.
Yeah.
I think he confirms it and she confirms it that, like, no smushing happened.
No smushing.
And, but he was like, we had a really good time and we talked and we, like, really, like, got her,
which is still perfectly nice.
And I'm not making fun of him. This is how Tyler talks.
That's how he sounds. Yes.
I feel
that, like, there's more of a Sylvester Stallone style drawl to the way he talks.
Hannah and I had a real good time. All
right, let's turn the Rocky Balboa down a little bit.
Hannah and I had a really good time.
All right, you need to turn the Rocky Balboa down, turn the Wild Stallions up. And I know Wild Stallions is California, not Florida, but, like,
Hannah and I had a really good time.
Wild Stallions down.
Hannah and I had a really good time.
I think that's it right there.
You think it's right there?
I think that's it right there.
Yeah, we, like, talked, and it was sweet.
Yeah.
It's chill.
Yeah.
I'm Tyler, and I'm chill.
Yeah. There you go. I think that's it right there. Yeah. You got there.
Let me workshop that.
Live. Yeah. Yeah, Wild Stallions. All right.
Wild Stallions.
Strange things are afoot at the Circle K. Cool.
I hope at least he got a little something something. Like, maybe they didn't sleep together. I hope she can, you know, at least explored him a little. He's a beautiful man.
Yes.
And I think he's getting sent home.
Let's keep going.
We actually don't know. We have no idea who's getting sent home.
Yes, we don't. Well, we have an idea. We know. Well, let's keep going. Let's just keep going.
You're right.
Jed
Adiah. His turn.
It's Jed time.
This is one of the more entertaining dates.
Yeah. Now, keep in mind, last week, Jed was kept around also with Luke at the same time.
And he was just, like, and he's not happy about this. About it.
Yeah. He's not thrilled that he was being compared to Garbage Boy Stinkman Belongs in the Toilet. thank you, Griffin McElroy.
Yeah.
So he's, like, thinking, like, you know, he's not feeling too good about himself. He's a little miffed.
Little mopey man.
I was gonna say Moaning Myrtle, but that's
Moaning Myrtle.
I know, that sounds more like a sex thing. Later.
Yeah.
Hey.
Moaning Myrtle.
Oh god, that movie's about 12-year-olds. Gross.
Gross.
Gross. So tell me about Jed's date, Alan.
So this is
I've forgotten everything.
This is a weird date. So basically, what the producers were like, they're like, hey. Random family. Can we just bring them here?
Oh, this was weird. Yeah.
So they found this rando Greek family who was apparently having some, like, family get together. And they were like, hey, can we just film you?
Yeah.
And they were, like, all drunk. So there was like, sure. This is Greece. Do whatever. And they just, like, brought them in. And then they just drank, ate, and had fun with the Greek people.
Yeah. That was it. Like
that was.
They just, like, sort of had an entertaining afternoon with a Greek family.
But it gets hella awkward.
You ever wonder what it's like to be in a Greek family?
Yeah, just being a Greek. So they're drinking ouzo and they're, like, getting drunk, and the Greek folks are drunk enough that they're like, we're just gonna ask whatever the fuck we want.
Yeah.
So the dad was nice. He was like, oh, you are in love. Yeah, you're
who
in love.
Who was it that had the truffle hunting date?
That
was an Ari season, right?
Was an Ari season. Oh shit. Was that Becca?
Was Sayan that date?
Who?
Sayan? I don't remember her name.
I think I remember. Oh man. I forgot. I remember the truffle hunting date. I don't remember who it was with.
So we were talking about getting a truffle pig ourselves.
Yes, because it would be...
Naming it New Joe.
Yeah. Great joke.
Great joke, if you're familiar with our lives.
Oh, shit. So I can't remember who.
Okay,
who
was, but it was kind of similar to that. Like, they went truffle hunting, and then they were like sitting with the family. They're like, "So you're getting married?" And Ari's like, "Whoa, hold on now.
Whoa, you're not Lauren."
Yeah, whoa. But that's kind of what Jed and Hannah were up to here. They're with this Greek family, and the Greek family is like, "You are in love, yes." And
they're like, "I don't hope." Yeah. And but then the one woman, she's like, "How do you know you're in love? Because there's all these other people. What do you think about that?"
Yeah.
And then Jed's like, it's like the producers like went up to him and it's like, "Hey, like, try to piss him off.
Get weird about this.
I want you to get weird.
Get weird.
You can piss him off because it'll, like, be good for us."
Yeah. Get weird about this.
Yeah. So she starts just like saying stuff that's obviously going to like get him angry, and gets him angry. And he's like, gets up and like leaves. And's like, "Can I talk to you for a minute?" They go. She starts talking about, like, He starts. So Luke drama comes now to the forefront.
Triangle man
now is going against. He's definitely not Person Man.
Jed's not Person Man.
I mean, he has his Christian name of Jedediah, but if he were to be,
well, so Triangle Man's taken. I would say he's not Universe Man.
He's not Universe Man. He's the size of the entire universe.
That's Tyler. Tyler's Universe Man. Tyler's Universe Man.
Tyler's Universe Man. He's not a particle man.
He's not a particle man.
I don't know if he's just a man. He's a boy.
There are no other men.
There are no other men.
Triangle man, person man, universe man, particle man. And we've already assigned
Person man.
To Luke S.
I don't know. So we're not going to give Jed a man. I don't think we're going to just kill
Particle Jedi's. Man is definitely someone who got sent home night one.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, Jed's not a man. We're just sticking with Jedediah.
He's a boy. Jedediah.
He's a boy.
He's a boy.
He's a boy.
No, these are boys.
These are boys.
So he's like mad about the whole thing last week with Luke, because he feels like he's being compared to Luke, and why is he still here? And he then starts questioning. Now, look, while this wasn't awesome to watch, I kind of agreed with him on a little bit of the stuff he's saying. Like, I'm questioning your decisions. Like, how are you still keeping this guy around?
Yeah.
Like, it makes me worried. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, you're a garbage person, but also I get it. I don't think making good points and being a garbage person can be mutually exclusive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, putting aside for a second that Jed is a garbage boy, like, Luke, the fact that, like, Luke is openly garbage at this point.
Openly garbage.
He's out of the can, if you will.
he's out of the frying pan into the doucher.
I was making like an out of the closet.
I know, no, I liked it.
Yeah,
I was just making another joke.
Okay,
it didn't land, but okay. I'll try again and be better.
Okay, please. This is a 5-star.
Do it better.
This is a 5-star.
This is a 5-star podcast.
take it seriously, okay,
motherfucker.
But like, yeah, Luke is openly garbage. Jed knows this. Tyler knows this. Peter knows this. Hannah knows this. And Jed is basically toe-to-toe with this garbage boy.
With this boy.
So he's kind of like, as far as he knows, like, he's much better than this garbage boy, and everybody knows it.
Yeah, everybody knows it.
Why am I on the chopping block with him, like last week?
Yeah. So it kind of, they kind of resolve it a little bit there, and she's like, do you want me to be honest with you? We have a different connection. The fuck does that mean?
Well, we're like, everyone's relationship.
I know, but just like, I don't know. I didn't really like her answer. I think she was just really, was like trying to be honest.
She was deflecting.
She was deflecting. This whole date ends weird to me.
I didn't
think they got to the place that they thought they did, or at least what they, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was weird, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it was weird because Jed sucks.
Jed does suck. So they leave there and then they go to the night date, and then he thanks her for being honest, but then he keeps kind of pushing the issue, and then they go back and forth, and it just wasn't great. I don't know. I didn't see the resolution that they seemed to feel in the show.
No, it was still bad, but they still got the card.
Oh, yeah, no, he got permission to maybe
They smush. Still got permission to smush.
Oh, yeah.
Dad still gave permission.
It's okay with me. if it's okay with her.
And I feel like Chris Harrison's, his permission is like, kind of, all right, fine.
Yeah, maybe Jed. You're not as good
just
as
like,
Peter.
All right, Jed. Fine. Please, can I have some? Yeah, fine.
So, yeah. More? You want more?
We're not doing this whole bit right now. I know I kind of set us up for it.
You did. You.
But yeah, we're not doing it.
I'm okay with that.
Because I just want to get through this so quickly.
No, it's cool. Because we got to get to the worst part.
We got to. And here's the thing, I was trying
to enjoy the space here before we have to get to the garbage.
I want to get to the worst part, and then I want to get to like the next part. There's a lot more we need to cover tonight. Everything is weird. They smush, maybe.
I'm pretty sure they did it.
Yeah, sure, maybe. I don't know. I feel like the energy was kind of weird.
I think there was two dudes.
It wasn't sex energy. Like
it was wrong dick energy.
Pull out my Pokemon cards. Play a sex energy.
I activate my ability. It's not trap cards, aren't it?
Trap cards aren't in Pokemon.
No, I was gonna say activate my trap card, but I held back.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, let's get this shit out of the way. Okay.
Saving the best for last.
Yeah, let's just get this shit out of the way.
Let's talk about Luke.
Luke's still here. They get in a helicopter and they fly around Santorini.
Which is like apparently the most beautiful place in Greece.
Yeah, sure.
It looks like, you know, just a little nerd thing here real quick.
You hit me.
It looks like the Greece level, like that's actually the Greece level from Overwatch.
Okay.
I think it's what it was based on.
Probably.
Don't know. But
I haven't played Overwatch in a while.
Just putting that out there.
I don't remember what the Greece level looks like.
It was really pretty.
I believe it. I played Overwatch a while ago.
Yeah. I was just throwing that out there a little geek.
There's a lot of new characters now. I don't know any of them. The last one I remember was Anna.
Wow, that's a fucking long time ago.
Yeah, I think that was the last one I played.
Jesus, yeah. You gave up on that a while ago.
Yeah.
And that's okay, I have two.
Yeah, I'm not one for like, you know, just solely multiplayer games. Like,
I get it.
I like story, you know?
No. Fully.
That's why I watch this show.
I want the journey.
I'm here for the journey.
You're invested in
this. I'm here for
the
journey, you know? Okay, so helicopter, flying around, cool. Time for dinner.
Time for dinner.
Let's get weird. Luke says some trash stuff.
Okay.
We're gonna go through this really quick. I'm so happy.
I don't want a soap because I can't keep standing on a soapbox every fucking
there's
episode.
Nothing, look, there's nothing because, else.
But we know basically what happens. So Luke slut shames Hannah because he says, if you had sex with these other dudes, I'm not going to be here. And then the whole thing.
No, he said, I will leave. I will remove myself. Sorry, I will remove myself.
Thank you. Thank you.
Those are his words.
Those are his words. So he says he'll remove himself from the show because he's a garbage person and a garbage human being. And then puts all this pressure on Hannah and then judges her in case she may or may not have had sex. And then it's just this whole shitty thing of him trying to dictate how she is as a person, trying to control her as a person. And it's all just who Luke is. We've all seen it.
We've been through this already.
We've been through it. And now fucking
and then,
finally.
And then Hannah says, guess what? I fucked in a windmill twice. And then Luke gets in a van and she flips him off. And then bye bye Luke.
It was great.
And that's it. Cool.
Fuck this guy. He's the worst person.
That took 2 minutes. I'm so happy.
I am too.
We're going to talk more about him, but because there's more to this.
But fuck this dude. And this was like appalling to watch.
It was bad.
It was.
I'm even going to scroll past this gif of him because I'm tired of looking at his stupid face.
The final bros tonight.
You've been hitting that funny juice,
haven't you? I've been hitting that funny juice. that's very funny.
Throwback.
Throwback. The goof tap is still open, though.
Yeah, we can run that goof tap.
The final bros tonight always wants to say that we try to support the female people on this on these shows as much as possible, and that is a big contributor of why Luke is the worst human being.
I just don't want to.
I support Hannah and a lot of this shit, and finally, fucking finally, coming to her senses and realizing that this person is a bad human being.
I just don't want to support garbage, and that's because that's what trash cans are for.
That's goddamn right.
And we're no trash cans.
We're no trash cans.
Nope. Okay, so bye-bye, Luke.
Bye, Luke. The flipping off was great.
Yeah, I was really happy she flipped him
off. Power move.
They still, you know, censored that finger, but it was...
We all knew.
But we all know. We all know what that means when someone holds up a hand and the top half of it is blurred out.
Yep. Great. Good on you, Hannah.
Yeah. Cool. So now we get some weird shit where Luke says things like,
He wouldn't leave. That was the problem.
He wouldn't fucking leave. This is some Ari shit. I don't want to compare Ari and Luke because Ari is much better.
But it made you, it gave you the same energy. I'm not saying
it was
the same
more,
people.
It was more hostile.
It was definitely more hostile. You're right.
Ari wasn't hostile. He was just like,
Creepy, a little creepy and awkward.
Yeah. I feel like we talked for so long about Ari. We don't need to talk about him. We don't talk for a long time about Luke. Luke says some weird shit like, "Can I pray over you?" Or
that was fucking weird.
Yeah. And then the episode ends because thank God, and we don't get a rose ceremony. We don't get nothing.
But he is in like the van. He's like, "I'm not done. I'm going back."
So we do get a week off, and then we go to this week. This past Monday was the Men Tell All. Just before the Men Tell All, because I guess they've realized that this doesn't need to be 2 hours long.
No.
We get about a half hour of episode content.
This was some crazy shit.
Hoo boy, what a half hour it was.
This was like all of the drama of a single episode in like a half hour, 20 minutes.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest with you. This might have been some of my favorite Bachelor content I've ever seen.
It was some solid content.
This may have been some of my favorite Bachelor content.
This was good.
Oh, boy. So, as we open this week, we see Luke in a van being like, "I'm not done yet. I'm still here."
What's in his hand?
It's a ring. He's going to try to propose.
Oh, shit. And, you know, Chris Harrison knows.
Yeah. Chris Harrison knows. Which is weird. Because also, like, you know, of course everyone knows. Production knows. They got him this
production
van.
Has been like, "Yo, he's come with a ring, dude."
So, like, yeah, we can say some weird stuff about how, like, the show is still enabling this monster, but let's, like, I don't want to get into the politics of The Bachelorette
right now.
Right,
that's not what this is.
Yeah. This show is inherently flawed. It's inherently problematic. We know that.
We get it.
We know that. We open almost every season by mentioning that.
Yeah.
We're doing this for the sake of comedy. Rose ceremony. We're getting ready for the rose ceremony. And we get that fun, like, end of the season rose ceremony where, like, the guys all walk up one by one. They take a minute to talk
to
Chris
Harrison.
They're like,
"Hey, guys. Oh, yeah.
And they take a minute to talk to Chris Harrison, like,
one by one. How are you feeling?
It's like, good. We had a great time.
I love Hannah, and I just think that everything is going to go really well.
All right, great. Head on in there. Hey, Tyler. How are you? Doing really good. Feeling really good about my relationship with Hannah. It's all looking forward.
Do you want me to just take my shirt
off
now?
To the future, yeah. And Chris Harrison says, "All right, Tyler, get on in there." And then Jed says, "Hey, Jed, how you feeling?"
No one cares about you.
Get in there. No one gives a shit about you.
Fuck off.
And then it's great because they're all standing there.
And they don't know.
And they don't know that Luke got sent home. So they're waiting for Luke to show up.
And they're like, "Fuck, well, he's coming."
And the real surprise would have been if he didn't.
Right.
But mistake.
He does. You thought.
And he doesn't get greeted by Chris Harrison because he's not supposed to be there.
Because Chris Harrison doesn't know he... Does Chris Harrison know he's there when he's talking to him?
Chris Harrison's head of security. He knows he's there.
That's... Ooh. Okay.
Like...
So he just lines up. He gets there and
He just gets in line as if he's supposed to be there. And no one says anything because they all think he's supposed to be there too. And this is so good. Hannah shows up and basically says, "What the fuck are you doing here?"
Like, word for word. What the fuck are you doing here?
Yeah.
I talked to you last night. I told you all about this. And the men are confused.
The men are confused because they don't know that Luke got sent home last night.
Yeah.
So they're watching Luke and Hannah argue. And Hannah pulls some just excellent moves here. Where Luke is just saying,
like,
I'm staying here, I'm not moving.
I just want to talk to you.
It's just going to be like 60 seconds. I just want to talk. I need closure, blah, blah, blah. And he tries to pull like, "Oh, you did this with Colton." One, no, she didn't. And two, fuck you.
Also, the power move of lifting up the pedestal.
Yeah, Hannah picked up the pedestal
from him
and moved it away.
Like, fuck you, get behind me.
Yeah, yeah. This is not your fucking rose ceremony.
Fucking power move.
Yeah. And then, so now the other three guys have kind of keyed into what's going on.
And then they go like, "Wait, did you send him home?" And she's like, "Yes!
Yes, I fucking sent him home."
And then they all go, "Holy shit!"
Remember like the second episode where Hannah apologized for how much she said fuck? She said it more times in this
episode.
She said
fuck so many times.
And it was great.
This was fucking amazing.
This was so now what we get is the three remaining guys realizing Luke's not supposed to be here.
And realizing that, like...
And, like, look...
Their girlfriend is, like, kind of in a shitty situation.
Hannah don't need no man to protect her.
No, she does not.
Hannah can stand up for herself. But the three guys literally get between Hannah and Luke P. And, like, at one point, like, Tyler,
he keeps
like...
And, like, Jen, I think, touches him a little bit.
I thought it was Tyler.
It was one of the two.
They like kind of like
lay your hands
like
put, off.
Like puts his hand on Luke, like just on the shoulder, like, hey man, you might want to. Like...
And they were handling themselves very well. Yeah. They're like, dude, just stop, yeah. just stop, go.
And Luke is like, lay your hands off me. And then Tyler says, what are you gonna do?
What are you gonna do?
And this is the part where everyone remembers Luke is really short.
He's so short.
He's so tiny.
Tyler's so much bigger
than
him.
They're all so much bigger than him.
I'm like, Tyler's gonna kill him.
He's such a tiny boy.
He's such a tiny boy.
He's so tiny. Put him in your pocket like a
Such
Furby.
A small boy.
He's a Tamagotchi. Look at a little man.
A Tamagotchi.
He's so tiny.
That's very funny.
Yeah. And
Tyler's a big boy.
Oh yeah, Tyler's huge. And here's the thing. This moment, it's serious.
Yeah.
And how do I know it's serious? Chris Harrison shows up.
Dad steps out and gets in the way.
He
too.
Steps in. It's time for Chris Harrison to interfere. And when Chris Harrison interferes, and I have not seen Chris Harrison interfere since DeMario.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He even you need to leave. Like, you need to leave.
Chris Harrison says, like, Hannah, what do you want to do? It's your call. And she's like, I want him fucking out of here.
Fucking leave.
And Chris Harrison's like, okay,
right,
Luke.
Leave.
Leave. And when Dad says leave, you have to leave.
Get the fuck
even,
out.
Even Luke recognizes
and
that.
And she's like, and he goes, can I just have closure? And it goes, all right. Here's your closure. I want you to leave.
Yeah.
Do you like look? Can you look me in the face and tell me you don't want me to be here?
Yeah.
I don't want you to be here.
Yeah.
That's what fucking drives me crazy. She's like, she's telling him, I don't want you to be here. I don't want you to be here. I don't want you to be here. I don't want you to be here.
And he says, tell me you don't want me to be here.
Okay. I don't want you to be here.
Okay.
Fucko. God damn, dude. Dude's a piece of shit.
When he's gone.
Thank God. Thank the. And then they all have this big sigh of relief. With this, like, what I love is
oh,
they have
so
this
great.
Sigh of relief, and they're like, yeah,
Jed,
yeah!
Jed's, like, kicks the air. He's like, yeah! They're all, like, having a...
Yeah!
Like, a bunch of them are saying, the Luke show is over. And
the
then
Luke
Peter,
show is
and
over.
And then at one point, Luke's... sorry, they're all saying the Luke show is
the
over.
The puke show
and then Peter
is
says,
over.
The puke show. And I was like, ah! That's some classic schoolyard bullying right there.
Way to go, Peter.
Get the fuck out of here.
Some pilot humor for you.
Some pilot humor. So, and then, that which leads us right into the mental all, which is just 2 hours of people saying, hey,
woo!
Luke sucks!
Luke sucks, and yet, so
which, we
I
know!
Just, I just want to break it, let's just break down how it goes, because I actually watched it for the first time.
Okay, do you want to do the recap? Because
I'll recap a little bit, just because I don't want to focus on Luke that much, because he's a fucking horrible person.
Sorry, I just got a funny Snapchat.
Hit it big, finger ass.
I was not going to read it out loud on our podcast.
We've said worse.
What is that supposed to be? Finger pass?
Maybe.
Oh no!
It looks like a gambling thing.
Yeah, he also covers up part of the last letter there. Okay, we'll sleuth this out later.
This is the finger lake, so you get a finger pass.
Yeah, we'll sleuth that out a little bit later.
So.
So we get a bunch of Luke is garbage, yeah.
So the first person we brought out actually is Luke.
Is Luke.
So it starts out with a Chris Harrison interview. Luke is in the hot seat for a while.
Yeah.
It starts out with a Chris Harrison interview of Luke, where Luke basically just sucks and the crowd boos him a lot and can't believe how much of a garbage person he is.
Yeah.
He does not apologize for anything, or rather, not apologize, he like half apologizes for some
stuff. He takes
stuff.
These long sociopathic pauses.
Huge pauses. Gets fake choked up. I don't actually think he was sad.
No. He's also
says,
shaved, which makes him look even more like human Shrek.
Oh, wow. Yeah, he looks so fucking like a baby. So then...
Baby face Luke.
So even while he's doing that, the men are in the back and waiting, and one of the men who got kicked off earlier, I think it was Devin, comes out
Devin?
And like, says some shit to him.
Devin, who is wearing... Such a nice jacket.
Great red jacket.
And it had like a little flower pattern on the
yeah,
side.
It
looked like
good.
This man should be working at a Trader Joe's. Just
it was,
saying.
It's very good. But anyway, he comes out and says some stuff. Doesn't really fucking say anything.
Yeah.
And then he goes back. And then, like, I was like, wow, Devin, you're really trying to get on BIP, aren't you?
Yep.
He
is on BIP, though.
Is he on BIP?
I think so.
Oh, well, then good job, man.
We get some good BIP trailers.
We do. We'll hit that. We'll hit that right at the end.
Okay.
Because like, we can burn through this shit.
Yeah, because there's not a whole lot. There, again.
So the men come out, and now it's the men's turn to yell at Luke. Basically, this is all just yelling at Luke. And you can feel one or two. You can feel two ways about it. You can be like... This is the catharsis I needed. or this is bullying. And I think it's a little bit of both.
It's a little bit of both.
And I don't love the bullying aspect
of it. We didn't, like, Luke sucks. That's something that I think is very obvious. But I didn't need a bunch
of men yelling at him.
I think bringing out everybody to yell at him was, like, kind of bordering on cruel. Yeah,
yeah, it's like kangaroo court.
Because this was years and years and years before you even watched the show, JoJo's season.
Yeah.
The villain of that season was Chad.
And you've regaled me of Chad.
Who I've talked about Chad before. Chad had his own segment on the Men Tell All. I think he also, like, went first. And then after his segment was over, he left.
Yes.
And then they brought out everyone else. Like, they didn't keep Chad around so everyone could fucking yell at him.
Yeah.
Which, like, they would have. I didn't
love how it went.
And again, I'm not defending Luke. I hate him. He's a trash boy.
You can hate someone and not like how someone is treated. But
you
at
don't.
Same time.
Yeah, you don't need to bring out 30 guys to yell at him. Just throw that one out there. Although, I did kind of enjoy it.
That's what I'm saying. It was the catharsis you wanted.
I did kind of enjoy it.
But it's not necessarily a good thing.
Because Mike was auditioning for Bachelor as he was leading the charge against him.
Yeah. Wow. Is he trying for Bachelor?
Mike
is old Matt Donald on. On BIP?
I don't believe so.
Because, he was very beloved, and he really should have tried to make more of a...
Should have tried to make more waves.
Trying
to make moves,
like,
son.
Yeah, man. Like, people like you. You could get on a...
And BIP is already filmed, though.
Like, No, I know. But I'm saying, like, I hope they put him on BIP.
Okay. Because
I think there was some potential for him to be very good.
I think so, too. He was, like... But I don't think he was... I think people were very quick to put him in the same category as Joe.
I wasn't going to do that. But I liked him, and I thought...
Speaking of Joe, also absent... Remember the box ghost?
Yeah, box ghost wasn't there.
He wasn't there. Yeah, but Matt Donald was.
But the retired guy. No, sorry, the unemployed guy was. He was great, by the way. He's like, hey, remember me? I'm unemployed. Treat women good. And I was like, way to go, unemployed.
Yeah, way to go, unemployed guy. I was gonna say, I guess the box ghost got, you know, caught in the Fenton thermos. You know? Danny Phantom humor. Who doesn't love Danny Phantom humor in 2019, you know?
Yeah, literally everyone loves it.
The fuck are we talking about? The Men's
Hall. The Men's Hall. So we talk about how he didn't love it.
Yeah, whatever. John Paul Jones gets to take the hot seat.
John Paul Jones. And then the Bachelor just lets a stalker onto the
stage. Let someone cut his hair.
This wasn't good.
It was weird.
Like people like this, like anyone who thought that was okay, you're a psychopath.
Yeah. Even Chris Harrison says, you should probably stop letting people do that.
Yeah, and even like...
Because like he let Hannah cut off some of his hair for whatever
Which was like reason. A dumb thing, which but like was silly, whatever.
Kind of whatever.
I get that you can like these men. Don't do this. Don't do that.
It's weird. It's you weird. Know she made a voodoo doll.
Yeah, like, dude. She's... You know there's a shrine of you at her house, and she made a gum statue of you.
Yeah. Helga Pataki.
Helga Pataki. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. She made a gum statue of you, and she kisses it and makes out with it.
Yeah. It's weird.
It's weird.
It's just as weird as you think.
Not good, John Paul Jones. You're good. John Paul Jones, you're good. But this wasn't. Mike takes the hot seat, and man, I'm... If it's not Peter as the next Bachelor...
Or Tyler.
It's Mike, or Tyler. Or it's Tyler. If it's not Peter or Tyler, it's Mike.
Yeah.
That's our top three, I think, right now.
Yeah.
Mike had a good little thing, you know. He seemed like he was doing fine. Hannah, then it's Hannah's
then
turn.
Then it's Hannah's time. Also, there are bloopers, and the bloopers were really bloopers, short.
But there were some solid bloopies.
When did we start calling them bloopies?
I don't know, but I did it today, and I loved it.
Okay.
But there were some solid bloopers.
Solid bloops?
Some solid bloops, big old bloops.
We're making this weirder.
No, you know.
This is getting weirder.
Some double B's, big old bloops.
You're getting worse. We're getting farther away from where I want to be.
I don't want to know what's past the E tag.
I'd like to keep the humor of this podcast above a sixth grade level if we could.
No, but so the bloopers, there were some really good ones. One is there was a blooper that they showed during the season of John Paul Jones getting a rose and then going, yeah,
squid.
And it was great. And then they showed him practicing it.
They showed him practicing
saying. Like, and he's just like, yas, queen. Yas, queen. Yas, queen. Yas, queen. And I'm like, you're great, John Paul Jones.
John Paul Jones is great.
We deserve you.
Yeah. How do we get him following us on Twitter?
How the fuck do we get him following? Yeah, you're right. Oh, by the way, speaking of people that follow us on Twitter, the god, the legend is fucking in BIP.
Yes.
The one thing we wanted.
Jordan is back, everybody.
The one thing we wanted.
Jordan is back.
Is goddamn in BIP, and I'm so happy. I was so fucking happy.
Oh, my sweet boy.
Fuck everyone else on that dumb show. I'm just happy Jordan's there. Everyone else sucks.
You think he's going to get back together with Annalise?
I don't fucking care. I'm so happy Jordan is there.
Me too.
I can't fucking wait.
I'm so excited.
That's literally all I want to tweet about while BIP is going on. Is all things Jordan does.
All things Jordan. Hannah sort of caps off the men tell all.
Can I say one more? Hannah blooper. That was very funny. The last blooper.
A lot of dancing.
The Hannah blooper that was so good was when, so right at the end, they're like working around her and she's on a chair and it breaks.
Yeah.
That was very funny.
So as you know, everyone talks. Nothing of note happens during Hannah's bit, except for like this end part where she just looks at the camera and is like, "Hey, America, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I kept Luke around as long as I did." And then ends it by saying, "God bless the United States, America." Roll Tide. And that's how the men tell all fucking ended.
And we all clapped.
And everyone clapped. And then that's it.
We did it.
We covered it all.
Wow, look at us.
We're getting real good at this.
Look at that. And we haven't even gone over a fucking hour.
I know, we're barely over an hour.
We're fucking professionals.
Or is it just because this this show gave us 4 hours of content but only an hour to talk about?
Yep.
Like, hour that was worth talking about. I know we always gloss over some stuff.
They watch the show.
Yeah, exactly. Cares. But
they're here for the goofs, the fashions.
All about the fashions.
All about the fashions.
All about the fashions.
And the sex jokes.
Yep.
Yep.
All right. Well, this has been fun.
This has been great. Should we talk about the BIP trailer?
Yeah, let's talk about the BIP trailer.
Because that was the big news.
Yeah.
Because BIPs are coming, guys.
BIPs are coming.
It's coming fast.
It's going to be great. Love BIP. I've said this so many times. BIP is the reason that I watch The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. Like, I love The Bachelor. I love The Bachelorette. BIP is on a different level.
Yes.
We don't deserve BIP.
No.
BIP is...
But it deserves us.
BIP is the most wonderful television program ever. Like,
it's horny.
Look. I'm gonna make a bold leap right here.
Go ahead.
The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, they're every Marvel movie. Bachelor in Paradise is Endgame.
Oh, yes. Like, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Because all the heroes and villains are collected in one.
Yeah. But you have to have watched everything.
You have to have watched everything to watch this.
BIP is the
end. Because if you're watching with someone who doesn't watch us, like, who's that? Watch the fucking shows!
Like I told you to, Karen!
I was gonna say Karen too. We are on another level.
We're so weird.
I was gonna say Karen!
Isn't that your mom's name?
Yes! But that's not why! I'm so happy for us! So, BIP is the best. I can't wait. There's some juicy things going on that trailer.
Yep.
Dean is back.
Dean is back, and he's gotten a mustache.
He's got a mustache. Apparently, Kalen is all about that mustache.
Kalen's all about that mustache.
Which is weird, because mustaches don't ever look... Single mustaches don't ever look good.
Yeah.
They just make you look like a sexual predator.
Yes. Or a Mario brother.
And let me tell you, he's really leaning into the Mario brother.
I was saying he was going to lean into more of a sexual predator thing.
Yeah. You thought that's what I was going to do, but I took a left. I zigged when everyone else zagged.
It's not 20 right, Serpentine idiots. Anymore, though.
It's not 20 Serpentine, you're right.
You don't got to zag on him.
That's true.
You should always be zagging on him.
I would always be zagging on him.
You should always be zagging. Demi hooks up with a lady.
She's our first LGBTQ couple, apparently.
Apparently.
Which is great.
Yeah. I'm on board.
She tweeted that she's a queer queen.
Good for her.
I'm
on board.
Right on.
Does she have an unmarked white van?
doesn't look like it goes very well, because apparently she hooks up with a dude there anyway, and then she has to figure it out.
Demi just do what Demi wants, you know?
Which is great, because I think she's going to be awesome on this show.
Demi was made for Bip. Like, Demi is perfect for Bip.
Demi, Jordan, and John Paul Jones are all, like, going to be Bip masters.
Like, there are people that you see them on the show, and you just think, these guys are going to be great on Bip.
Can we get a Bip champions? Like, that'd be so good.
And Bip is already, like, Bachelor champions. I know, but we're taking it a step further.
God, dude, fuck yeah. They did fucking, Winter Games. It's fucking Bip champions.
Winter Games was great, though.
I know, but I'm just saying, Bip champions. Winter Games gave us
Yuki's. Yeah. No, I don't think Yuki's coming back.
She better be.
I don't think Yuki's coming back.
She's a goddamn hero.
She is. All right. Is that everything we have to talk about?
I think we've covered everything that needed to be of this episode.
Okay. So next week is the finale.
Two-parter,
Monday, Tuesday. Who knows when we're going to get that episode out?
Who knows? Maybe Tuesday night, because I'm going to take the night off.
So okay. If I can get that, I'm trying to get that night off right now.
Cool.
Hey, Al.
Hey, Alex.
You want to do Play the Game?
Fuck yeah, I do.
Let's do Play the Game. Play the music. So, Alan, what was your Play of the Game?
Okay, so we did not mention this during the date itself, but there was a phrase uttered by Peter that I loved.
Tell me all about it.
So after Peter had his apparently great night, he decided to and now let me tell you, I think this was very intentional, because Peter used the words "we came together last night," and you know what he meant. Then they did it, and they orgasmed.
Remember what I said about this podcast being above a sixth grade level of humor?
Yeah, but I'm telling you, it was beautiful. Let me see exactly. We came together like so much last night. Look, man, he said it. He said it.
Okay.
They did it.
No, yeah.
That was awesome.
They had the sex.
I know, they did, but like it was just it was a beautifully planned thing to say after that. It was awesome. It was intentional. I'm sure of it.
Yeah, of course it was.
He knew exactly what he was saying.
Of course it was.
That's what Play of the Game. Good job, Peter. You got that nut.
Cool. You want to know my Play of the Game?
I fucking do.
Now, I want to preface this by saying I'm not one... I don't want to reward toxic masculinity.
Neither do I.
But I again, assuming it was Tyler...
Now, let's do that.
But I'm going to do that now. assuming it was Tyler who, when like Luke was like, lay your hands off me, and Tyler's just like, what are you going to do? What are you going to do to me?
Like, that's not toxic masculinity. That was like standing up for a person you care about.
Yeah. I was like really ready. I'm just like, yeah, Tyler.
Tyler was like, ready to duff that dude.
Because the thing is, like, Luke is just an all hot air, you know?
Oh,
like,
for sure. He's such a smoke show.
Yeah. Like, look, there are people who like Luke obviously, like, you know, works out so he can look good. But you know that boy can't take a punch.
Hell no. Glass jaw.
Yeah.
Glass job.
Exactly.
Tyler was like a construction worker.
Yeah,
Tyler. A contractor. Like, that dude's like
hardened.
And
the greatest dancer who ever lived.
The greatest dancer who's ever lived.
So, Tyler can take a punch, and he'll do it with style.
Can we make Footloose with Tyler?
Yeah, sure.
I think he'd be great.
Oh, you actually want, like, Footloose, but with Tyler?
Hell yeah.
I was thinking of just, like, taking his footage from him dancing and setting it to Footloose.
Oh, let's also do that.
I can do that. That's easy.
Fantastic.
Okay, cool.
That'll get us likes on Twitter.
That'll get us some likes. Maybe Tyler will like us.
Oh my god, yes.
Yes. Alright. Yeah, you want to end this episode?
I do want to.
It's a pretty good episode.
It felt great.
Yeah. Concise, to the point.
Sexy.
Very good goofs.
Very good goofs.
Very good goofs.
This is one of our most solid goof. Like, I told you the goof tap was open.
Yeah, goof tap. The goof tap runneth over.
Runneth over and spilleth over. See,
we're making hand jokes right now
that you can't see America.
No one can see.
And the world, I don't know. We might have international listeners. I don't know.
We do. Actually.
Yes. I knew it. See,
I can actually pull it up and show you. It's actually very interesting to look at.
I'm so.
I really wanted to talk about it live with everybody because it's really important to me.
You deserve to hear our fan base.
Yeah.
Fan base.
Let's see. Where is it? It's down here somewhere. Less than 1% of our listeners come from Sweden.
2% in France!
2% of our listeners are in France.
Wow! What?
Yeah. 95% is in the United States. Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, go USA.
Yeah. Someone in Kenya?
Someone in Kenya? What is happening?
We have international appeal.
Wow, look at us.
Somebody who definitely downloaded this podcast by accident.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Did not know what this was.
Yeah, we definitely have some, we have some international appeal. I swear to God, 2% though in France, that's got to be, someone in France is listening to this. Shout outs to you.
Shout out to you. Listen, if you're in France right now, a French person, a French human being, and you're listening to this podcast, get in touch with us. Because we're going to
leave us a message.
You can leave us a message.
You can leave us a voice message on our hosting platform, Anchor.
And what a hosting platform.
And what a hosting platform it is. Because it gives us these statistics.
Now, you can also message us on our Twitters.
Yeah, you can get a hold of us on Twitter at Final Bros Tonight. That'll be in the description for the podcast. Or like us on Facebook at the same thing, facebook.com/that. It'll all be in the description.
It's there. You know it.
You know it. You like us. You love us.
You love us. You know us.
Yeah. We don't need to plug our own Instagrams anymore.
I don't
right?
think so. They
no,
know.
They know us. They know it at this point. And also, we're like trying to promote like our brand here. And
yeah,
like,
the Final Bros Tonight brand.
Yeah. What else? Anything else?
No, I think that just about
covers
everything. Social media. But please like, rate, subscribe as always. That's always
we say that every episode. Literally, no one ever has except my mother.
it worked once.
Yep. Cool. That's it.
That's it.
You want me to do this?
Well, you're Alex Toy.
Oh, I'm Alex Toy.
I'm Alan Moss. Go ahead.
Nope, you've already fucked it up.
You're fucked it up.
Let me do this. If you do not receive a rose tonight, take a minute. Say your goodbyes.
You're so much better than me.
That's just how it's fucking done.
I know, but you're so much better.
I know. I am.
I just want you to... I just want you to know how great you are.
Yeah, no, I want you to get to the point where you can start doing this.
You know, I'm just not confident in myself.
I own the show. I discover a channel.
Okay.